Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Yep, and we're welcoming Dave to the show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So let's get into your email. We're putting your girlfriend to the test today, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and her name is?
Carrie.
Okay, so this is kind of a typical War of the Roses type scenario. You said her attitude towards you is way different than when you started?
Yeah, when we first started dating, we saw each other all the time. Pretty much every weekend was either me staying over at her place or her staying with me. My friends were even telling me that I was seeing her too much.
Okay, so when you first started, then it was like fast and furious then?
Yes. But then she switched her job, and since then she's been a lot less available. And when she is available, she just doesn't seem that interested in hanging out anymore.
Okay. And you said it's not just hanging out that she seems to have lost interest in, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't really need all that to be out on the radio. but yeah, we're not doing that stuff as much either anymore.
Okay. But the one thing you said you're pretty sure about is that this all started when she switched her job, right?
Yeah, it was right around then.
Okay. And now what does she do?
She's a flight attendant.
Oh, okay. Out of Norfolk?
Yeah.
Okay. Which airline does she work for?
Well, she used to work for but then a bunch of her friends started leaving for because they said it pays better and they get better hours.
Okay, so this is where she switched.
Yeah, and now she works a totally different schedule, but it's also messing up our relationship.
Okay, so now is work really the problem then? I mean, it doesn't sound like she's even messing around on you. It sounds like maybe it's just the work thing.
Well, at first, that's what I thought it was. Then I started noticing that she was up some nights texting somebody while she was spending the night at my place. And, you know, it just made me start wondering.
Wondering if all of this is because of a new job or maybe because of a new guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Listen, what we'll do is we'll run the female version of War of the Roses on her. This is where we offer a free pantygram to send to somebody. Now, you're going to get to hear who she chooses and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
Okay, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer this free pantygram that she's going to choose you to send it to?
I don't know. I guess this is how I'm going to find out if she's just texting your friend or, you know, if it's somebody else.
This is true. Okay, let's find out.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Carrie Shaw, please.
Yeah, this is Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from the promotional department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Ashley?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to let you know that you've accumulated enough VS points with us this year to earn a free gift. Now, we tried using the email address you gave us to let you know, but we kept getting an error message, so it's probably an old email.
Oh, well, what email were you using?
Hang on a sec. I've got it here somewhere. Let me see. Well, listen, while I'm looking for it, do you want to hear about the free gift first?
Sure.
Okay. It's called the VS Pantygram, and basically the way it works is just like sending somebody a postcard, only our postcard is extra sexy. And what we do is we send the special guy in your life a real pair of lace panties in the mail with a little note attached. And you basically get to write whatever you want on the note. So it can say something like, can't wait for this weekend, or thanks for last night, thinking about you, literally anything you'd like.
Oh, that is really cool idea. I love it.
Yeah, it's a pretty big kick for whoever receives it, and it, you know, it makes sure that you know you're on his mind even when you can't be around. So do you want to give it a try? It's not going to cost you anything because you already have enough points to do it for free.
Yeah, I'd love to try it. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing I need to know is what color panties you want us to send. We have red, black, or pink.
Let's go with black.
Black? Yeah. Okay. And mm-hmm. Now, who do you want us to send your pantygram to? I just need a first and last name.
Okay, let's go with Jack Trice.
Jack, okay. And I'll get mm-hmm. his address from you in just 1 second, but first, what message would you like us to put on the card? You can put anything you want, as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay, 180 characters. What message? Put down, you're going to have to work a little harder if you want to see the rest. I'll see you in 3 weeks. Carrie.
Okay, well,
is that 180?
I mean, that sounds pretty sexy. So is Jack your boyfriend, I take it?
Not exactly. He's more like a coworker.
Oh.
So is this why you took the new job? So you could screw some other guy behind my back? Carrie, is this the real reason you took this other job? Who's this Jack guy?
I'm sorry, what is going on here?
What's going on is you basically just admitted you're screwing some other guy.
Hey, Carrie?
Yeah?
Hey, listen, let me step in here and try to help you out. This is not really Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your boyfriend, Dave, asked us to run this little test on you to see who you would send a pantygram to. So, who is Jack?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, well, I guess we got... I guess that's how you answer the question without actually answering? Dave, have you seen any texts on her phone from this Jack? Or, like, maybe even the letter J?
No, but I don't really look through her phone, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's a pilot, because a friend of mine I went to college with is a flight attendant, and she said that the pilots and the crew, like, they hook up all the time. It's a thing.
Okay.
Like she said, a lot of the times you stay overnight in different cities and stuff, so they all check into the same hotel, go to the bar there,
yeah.
You know, just basically hook up.
Well, if he is a pilot, you know what that means then?
What?
That Dave's girlfriend is sleeping with Captain Jack.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.